Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
The ebook is writing a new chapter in the way we read. Last year, Amazon, the online retailer, sold 3 times more electronic books than hardbacks, and for the first time, more ebooks than paperbacks. You might think the revolution in reading, replacing paper with electronic digits, saves on greenhouse gases. But Raz Gudelnik has measured the carbon footprint of ebooks, and they don't stack up well against the old-fashioned kind. Raz Gudelnik is the co-founder and CEO of Ecolibris. It's a company working to green up the book industry in the digital age. He joins us by Skype. And Raz Gudelnik, welcome to Living on Earth.
Thank you.
I was amazed to read in an article you wrote that the average paperback is a pretty hefty tome. It has a greenhouse gas footprint of what, 4 kilos? That's 10 pounds. How is that possible that it should be 10 pounds worth of carbon from one little book?
Well, it's true that it looks like a little book, but the whole manufacturing process is a process that includes cutting off trees and then using a lot of energy in the manufacturing process in paper mills and eventually transporting the book to warehouses and then to bookstores. It's a long process, but most of the carbon footprint comes from the beginning of the process. More than 80% of the whole carbon footprint of the book.
Well, let's compare that, say, to an Apple iPad, which only weighs in at about a pound and a half. How big is the Apple iPad's carbon footprint?
Well, according to Apple, the iPad has a carbon footprint that is equal to the footprint of about 32 paper books.
One Apple iPad equals the carbon footprint of 32 paperbacks?
That's true.
How about other e-readers like the Kindle?
So when it comes to the Kindle, which is the main e-reader in the market, the problem is that we don't have any data because Amazon doesn't reveal anything. Not only that Amazon doesn't volunteer to do so, they were asked many times to reveal the carbon footprint or other information related to the footprint of the Kindle. And so far, we don't have anything from them. If we want to make the Kindle more eco-friendly, first we have to know, what's the starting point.
So you want the book industry to turn over a new leaf?
Definitely. It's true. When you look at e-readers, most readers assume instinctively that they're greener and better from environmental point of view because, you save paper. But again, the thing is that we see a new product with some new issues. So usually when I'm asked if e-reading is greener than traditional reading of paper books, my reply is that it depends. It depends on the profile of the reader. If you're an avid reader and you read many books, probably e-reader is a greener option for you. But if you read only a couple of books a year, it might be that paper books, that the traditional books are still a better option when it comes to the environmental impact of your reading. So it definitely depends. And of course, it also depends on how much time are you going to keep the e-reader that you're having or that you're planning to buy. Is it only for 1 year until the next version will be out, or is it for 5 years? So there's definitely no one answer for everyone, but it's individual answer for each and every reader.
One of the things that your company, Ecolibris, is trying to do is have people contribute a buck to buy a tree each time they read a book.
Oh, yes. One of the things we work on is to make reading more sustainable, and part of our operations is tree planting program that we have where we encourage both readers and publishers to plant trees for the books that they either read or publish. And we have these trees planted in Central America and in Africa, places that suffer from deforestation, where these trees benefit both the environment and the local community.
How many trees have you bought so far?
Well, so far we had planted with our planting partners about 180,000 trees, and we look forward to planting many more.
Raz Gedelnik is CEO of Ecolibris. Read all about it on our webpage, loe.org. Just ahead, big changes for Big Sky Country as gas wells put pressure on the environment. Stay tuned to Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment, and from Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.